Blog Talk Radio.
Tickets are moving fast for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February 21st, and it's your one chance to be a part of the biggest race in a generation. The all-new Daytona is 31 million pounds of steel, forged by racing's greatest legends in the heat of battle for the most coveted trophy in NASCAR. The 2016 Daytona 500. Now, forever. Seats at the all-new Daytona will sell out. Guarantee yours now at 1-800-PITSHOP or Daytona500.com.
Hey, this is Grant Enfinger, driver of the Beasley Allen Alamo rental car, number 23 Chevrolet, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
Live from Talladega, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and your Apple Podcast.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, in the Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We got some storms coming in this way. Stephen, have you got me now, son? Stephen, can you hear me now?
I got you now, Tim.
Okay. I'm going to let you take over for a second, Stephen, while I figure out what all's going on. I don't know what's going on. Just, you know, what, like I said, we got these storms up. I know we've got a lot of news coming out of NASCAR. If you want to take over and talk about the Tony Stewart deal, and I'll get back with you just a minute.
Yeah, you're not going to get much out of me right now. I've got my computer all locked up. I'm having all kinds of problems with my own self tonight. I think we're all having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. But from what we already have from earlier today, Tony Stewart was involved in a little bit of an incident. He was flown to a hospital nearby in the Charlotte area, and he has been evaluated. He is going to be taking. Suzanne, can you put everybody else in mute but me? Thank you. From what we know right now, Tony Stewart earlier today was involved into an incident that was that has caused some back injuries. He has been flown to a nearby hospital there in the Charlotte area, which he has been evaluated. He's going to be kept for the next couple of days while the evaluation is ongoing. Stewart Haas Racing has released a statement earlier today stating that they will know some more information in the next couple of days, and they will release it by Thursday of this week. He was in a non-racing incident. This was on an ATV or sand buggy type of vehicle that he was out driving around on that had flipped over in an area outside on property, but this was not a racing incident of any type of nature. So that is what we have right now on Tony Stewart as far as what is going on. But Stewart Haas Racing has, like I said, released a statement saying that there are some slight back injuries. More will be known in the next couple of days while he's undergoing observation. He has been checked out and he is currently in the hospital. More will be known by Thursday, in which we should know a little bit more by then. Right now, a little bit earlier today, Premium Motorsports has also announced that they have consolidated some teams down in their stables this year. Cole Witt, who was not rehired over at Front Row Motorsports, with their consolidation, has been hired in the number 98 team over there to take that car over full-time in 2016. They are consolidating down their stables from three full-time teams to one full-time team and one part-time team at Premium Motorsports. But Cole Witt is taking over the number 98 team there for Premium Motorsports, as what has come out earlier today. Timmy, you back with me now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you. I'm serious. We got some bad winds coming through. There's some tornado warnings over. And I apologize for everything, but Stephen, thank you very much. We've got tonight, Stephen, we've got NASCAR Senior Manager Racing Communications at Daytona, Mr. Matt Humphries, coming on. I'm sure you and I have a lot of questions for him, and also I'm sure our listeners do also. But, you know, we're not going to talk about the Rolex 24. You know, that's not our doings. We let Adam and all them handle that stuff. The Speedway Digest Radio Network, and just throw us out there. You can check us out for all your motorsports news at www.speedwaydigest.com and www.speedwaydigestradionetwork.com. Okay, Stephen, I got to hear some of that before I got back on, and the deal with Tony Stewart. It happened over the weekend, I think, and Stuart Haas sort of kept it quiet. Have you heard the extent of his back injury? I know he's still in the hospital, correct?
He is currently still in the hospital. The extent has not been released as far as what is going on with that. He is under observation. A little bit will be known later on this week. They do say that in their press release that went out earlier today, by Thursday we should know something, what is going on with Tony Stewart and what the next steps will be.
And you and I know about that back stuff. It ain't good, Stephen.
No, it is not fun at all. That is for sure.
No, it sure ain't. But we've had, since last week, we've had a lot of, since we've had our show last Tuesday night, we had the passing of the iconic radio guy. And I had the privilege to sit in the tower with him at Talladega back in either 85 or 86. I got to sit up there with him and Eli Gold. We had the passing of Mr. Barney Hall. I mean, and, you know, Stephen, every time you think of MRN, every time you think of NASCAR, you think of Barney Hall's voice.
Yeah, you do. You Barney Hall started a long time back when it was the Daytona Network out of Daytona Beach, from Elkin, North Carolina, started off by mistake, kind of by accident, a little bit by mistake, getting into the motorsports world by being a sports reporter and just a general radio broadcaster in the Elkin, North Carolina area. Got some tickets to go out to Bristol to cover an event, or got to go out there to cover an event, and ended up with a lifelong career taking over and starting with the original Daytona Network out of Daytona, which was the precursor to MRN Radio. Lead announcer for them for many, many years before he finally did retire, just a matter of just a handful of years ago, calling his last race in Daytona, where he started at. So that Barney Hall definitely, you know, for many years, you know, MRN has always been called the voice of NASCAR. Well, Barney Hall really was, for all intents and purposes, was the voice of NASCAR. He behind the scenes, Barney Hall definitely was one of the most trusted sources of information. He brokered many deals in the garage, as many people know. He was a confidant to many drivers. He put many sponsorship deals together. He put many driver deals together, and he was able to go out there and do so many things as a radio personality and to bring the story to you live at home and live on the radio and paint that picture to you, because as we've talked to people that are at MRN or at PRN that have to do that on a week-to-week basis, whether they are a lead announcer or a turn announcer or a pit announcer, we always talk to them and say, well, you've got to paint that picture, and that's what they say. And Barney was that guy that, had no way to really learn from anybody. He was the one that started it all and really was the voice of NASCAR for all these years, and definitely from all of us and everybody out there. You know, I've gotten to meet Barney on several different occasions and speak with him, and, you know, his knowledge of the sport and everything that he's done for the sport over his 50-plus year career was definitely something that is going to be missed, for sure.
Exactly, Stephen. And, you know, you and I and Anne-Marie and Suzanne, I think the last time I spoke to Barney Hall was at the Darlington race at the Throwback 70s deal, you know, there with Dave Moody and Steve Post and all that bunch. They invited us in. We got to tour their new trailer. I mean, you know, MRN's come a long way, and you know, they've got a very nice setup, and they do a very great job. I'm going to throw it out there to my good friend Steve Pope, to Woody Kane, and all of them, Joe Moore. But we got to speak to the legend, Barney Hall, that one last time at Darlington, Steve. That was something, wasn't it, bud?
Yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, Barney, even though that he wasn't calling races, still did come to the track from time to time. And, you know, obviously as his health deteriorated over the last several months or so, it, you know, obviously he couldn't show up as often, but he did, you know, show up as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly, Stephen. And to throw this out there for our listeners, the call-in number is 215-383-3681. You're in the pit stop with Kenny Spain and Stephen Wilkes from Life from Talladega. Call in, give us, we'll just talk about whatever you want. You can call in whenever Matt Humphrey calls in at the bottom of the hour. Stephen, do we have any more breaking news? I've got all my browsers open. I'm trying to look. Do you have anything with me?
I know
one thing.
Go ahead.
I think you broke it also. BJ McLeod Motorsports expands to the NASCAR Xfinity Series in 2016. That's a big deal for BJ McLeod. Officials from BJ McLeod Motorsports announced, I think it was yesterday, reading today, the creation of the two full-time NASCAR Xfinity Series team should debut later this month at Daytona International Speedway. Team principal BJ McLeod, a successful super late model racer from, I ain't going to try to pronounce that name, I just say he's from Florida, will lead the two-car effort this season, driving the number 78 Ford Mustang, while the Mooreville, North Carolina-based team will field the number 99 Ford Mustang also in a full-season slate with a rotating list. So that's big news for BJ McLeod. I mean, you know, come on up there, got a full-time ride this time. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've actually had a couple different announcements, and I think this really goes back to, you know, what we've continued to talk about. You know, the health of the sport in both the Xfinity Series and the Camping World Truck Series, we need more of these. We need more drivers. We need more teams in both of these series. You know, we've got BJ McLeod that just yesterday just announced these two full-time teams that are going to come back into the NASCAR Xfinity Series. You've got AM Racing, which with Austin Wayne self and the Camping World Truck Series, they're going to be a new team this year, full-time in the Camping World Truck Series this year. You've also got Bowling Motorsports with Anderson, who's going to be in the truck Jordan Anderson, who's going to be in the number 66 truck this year. So, I mean, you've got a lot of different teams that, in both series, you know, we're starting to fill some of these series out with some newer teams. And, you know, even though the Jordan Anderson did race last year in the number 74 truck out there, and Austin Wayne himself has, you know, had a little bit of, you know, a couple of rides in the Camping World Truck Series over the years. You know, he's, you know, coming full-time into the sport, obviously, you know, it's increasing the health of the sport, and that's what we really need in both these series. And as long as these teams are going to be there for the long haul and they're going to be there for the mainstay, this is what we need to continue to have. And I think, you know, as we've talked about it time and time again, you know, if we are going to have it, if we're going to have a chase in both of these particular series, we need to have both of these series very healthy with full-time running teams from start to finish in the season. And we just can't have a handful like we saw last year in the Camping World Truck Series, where we only had about 12 to 13 different trucks that ran from start to finish, and about 18 or 19 trucks in the Xfinity Series. We need more than that, and it's good to really see a lot of some new teams coming into the sport, new drivers coming into the sport, and really filling some of that out, and having some really good quality teams in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I'm sure we're going to get into this later. We have Matt Humphrey coming on. You have a lot of questions about the new rules that NASCAR has implemented, and talk about the new downforce package, which Suzanne and I, we're going to be able to see that at Atlanta. We're going to make a check over there. We're going to cover that for the Pit Stop Radio and also SpeedwayDigest.com. But I think you might have been the first to break it today, Stephen, if you got it in front of you on the SpeedwayDigest.com website. Cole Whitt signed with Premium Motorsports today for the number 98 car.
Yeah, I actually was just talking about that. I think, you know, you had not gotten back on, or were still working on getting back on, but I was talking about that just a little bit ago. I think I was running solo there for a moment. But yeah, Cole Whitt, 98 team at Premium Motorsports. Premium Motorsports also going through a little bit of a downsizing. Last year they had about three different teams that they were running with in that stable, but this year they are downsizing that Premium Motorsports. They are planning to run the number 98 full-time with Cole Whitt in that car, and they're only planning on running another car about part-time throughout the season here and there. So we've got a little bit more downsizing in not only another team out there. So Cole Whitt, obviously, with not being re-signed back on over there at Front Row Motorsports, with them declining and going a different direction, is obviously with bringing Chris Buescher and then Landon Castle in over there, he's moved on over to Premium Motorsports with the number 98 team. Sponsorship really hasn't been announced, but we would assume that, you know, Speedstick, which has been a mainstay with him over the last couple of years, would probably come along with him and sponsor him through a handful of races like they have for the last couple of seasons, going all the way back to his NASCAR Xfinity days. And I'm sure that he's probably got a handful of others out there probably willing to back him through his effort over there at Premium Motorsports. And I know Premium does have a few out there also on their own that they have campaigned with over the last year or so.
Yeah, and Stephen, real quick before we come up here on the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a little short break, pay some bills. But you also broke the news today to some of our listeners who probably hadn't heard. Kevin Harvick's going to be back in the Fox Sports NASCAR X-Men series booth. I think he did a great job last year. And, you know, of course, you know, NASCAR or Fox is planning on, you know, getting NASCAR drivers, crew chiefs and all that up there to get their perspective, which, you know, they're the guys that are down there in it. But I think Harvick does a really great job on Fox Sports.
No, I mean, I think they all really do. I mean, you take a look at Kevin Harvick, you take a look at Brad Keselowski, both of them have been into the booth over the year. You know, we've we've had this transition where we're getting some of these drivers up there to give their perspective on this. Even over in MRN and PRN, they've also had some drivers come up there. We've seen David Gilliland up there. We've seen Ryan Blaney, Danica Patrick, and other drivers also on the radio side even coming up there and calling some of the racers and giving their perspective on this. I think that really just gives the fan a little bit of a different perspective than just a radio personality sitting up there. That not necessarily is, you know, just that face or that voice of, you know, being there and talking about the race, but kind of giving that inside the driver's seat view. And that's really what a lot of fans have asked for over the last couple of years. When Jeff Gordon obviously comes to Fox this year, it's going to be a whole different perspective. You know, we do have Darrell Waltrip, we do have Michael Waltrip and things like that, but I don't think that they really connect with the fans as what you see on social media. And we obviously hear through the social media landscape, it takes a guy like Kevin Harvick or Brad Keselowski or somebody like Kevin Harvick or, you know, Brendan Gaughan or Ryan Blaney, somebody that, you know, has been in the sport in the last couple of years that has really been in those trenches that, you know, I think the fans really want to hear from. And that's why they're bringing these different drivers in to really get that in-seat perspective about what's going on, how it's going on, when it's going on, and how this is going to really play out instead of somebody that's, you know, hasn't particularly been in a seat in the last couple of years or not necessarily, you know, they may be at the racetrack each and every weekend, but they don't race a car every week, and they don't know how the cars are built anymore, and they really don't understand the sport as well as somebody that gets in a car and races a car every weekend or goes to the shop every week and actually has to, you know, understand what's going on and gets out there on that racetrack. And really, you know, that's connecting with the fans a little bit, and just, you know, that's a lot of what the fans are really looking for these days.
Awesome. Great comments on that. If we can, let's take a break. We're going to take a break. The number to call in is 215-383-3631 here in the Pit Stop. It's in the Spain, Stephen Wilson, live from Dega Nation. We'll be right back after Payson Bill, Steve.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And the world.
You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. Never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Astronauts, be champions,
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
NASCAR returns to the historic Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 weekend, February 26th through 28th. Be a part of history with Sunday grandstand seats starting at just $39, or save a bundle with good, better, best weekend packages.
3, 4, 5 cars crashing down the back
table. And ask about the all-new perfect race weather guarantee. You'll only find it at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Call 877-9-AMS-TICKS or visit amsracetix.com today.
Hey folks, Timothy Peters, driver of the number 17 Red Horse Racing Toyota Tundra. You're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain.
Live from Dega Nation, you're in The Pit Stop. Tim DeSpain, I'm Tim DeSpain, alongside my good friend and CEO of Speedway Digest, Stephen Wilson. And Stephen, we got a guest coming on. We've got a NASCAR senior manager, racing communications from Daytona, Mr. Matt Humphries. Let's bring Matt into The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Matt, how you doing this evening, buddy? Thanks for taking time out to call in.
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that introduction. I feel like I should be jumping up and down in the ring and tapping gloves with somebody. That was pretty impressive.
Well, thank you, Matt. Just like as much as you and NASCAR has done for Stephen and I and his wife and Suzanne, we bring everybody on with a big promotion.
I tell you what, I'm doing really well. I'm just so stoked getting ready for the Daytona 500 and the upcoming season. It's an exciting time to be in NASCAR. But I can't put anything out there without sending out the best wishes and hopes and prayers to Tony Stewart as he's recovering from his back injury. I know he's impacted a lot of folks within our sport and our fans. We wish him nothing but the best in his recovery.
Yes, sir, we do. We do too, Matt, here at the Pit Stop Radio and SpeedwayDigest.com. Tony's been through a lot. I mean, you know, it just seems like it just keeps on happening to him. But we want everything to be well with Tony. We want him to get back where he can run his final season and maybe go out on a high note and win the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series championship, Matt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, Matt, I got Stephen Wilson up in Richmond, SpeedwayDigest.com. We're probably going to jump back and forth and ask you questions. But the first question I want to ask, which I know you're down there, the new Daytona Rising. I've seen some of it. I've seen some of the stuff from TV for Fox Sports 1 when they covered the Rolex 24. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know there was a $400 million project. There's a lot went into it. I mean, can you give our listeners a little bit, which I think there's some Wi-Fi in there too. Can you give our listeners a little bit about exactly what it is? Because I know ain't nobody really seen the backside of the stands.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I can't heap enough praise upon what Joey Chitwood and the folks at Daytona International Speedway and International Speedway Corporation have done there with the Daytona Rising project. I've been very fortunate to travel across the country, and not just the NASCAR races, but to be in major sporting events and being NFL stadiums, Major League Baseball stadiums, NBA stadiums throughout the course of my career. I can tell you this, what that $400 million has brought to Daytona Beach, Florida, and to Daytona International Speedway, it truly is the world's first motorsport stadium. It is as modern of a stadium as you will find in any sport. This is not just going to the racetrack and sitting in the grandstands anymore. This is truly turning the racetrack into a stadium, and that's what fans will experience from the seats, from all the amenities in the seats to the suites that are there. It is just impressive. Plus, they have the five injectors that will allow fans to enter the stadium. So you have Sunoco that has an injector, Toyota has an injector, Chevrolet has an injector, Florida Hospital. Then they have the main entrance, the World Center of Racing injector. Those five entrances, when you enter onto the property and go either up the steps or on the escalator, as soon as you reach the top, the closest thing I can equate it to is that if you're in the Wizard of Oz, okay, if you're like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz and you're starting out in the black and white portion of the Wizard of Oz And you know when she wakes up after the tornado and it's the color portion of The Wizard of Oz and the whole movie's in color, that's the kind of just jaw-dropping experience you get when you get to the top of those escalators and the top of those stairs. It is amazing. And each one of those different parts of the stadium are different. So Sunoco has, you know, different bells and whistles inside their area. Toyota has done a great job with their area, Chevrolet as well. But, you know, they have, you know, each section of the Speedway is unique. Plus, there is Wi-Fi in the different neighborhoods that are built within the grandstand. And, you know, if knock on wood, if we happen to have some rain at Daytona, I mean, you're going to be able to stay dry beneath the stadium seats, and there's plenty of room for you for fans to hang out to follow along on all the TVs that are located in the concourses to the great concession facilities that they have. They have some unique concession experiences as well. But in any case, if you don't have it as part of your NASCAR travel agenda already in your travel plans, either for this year or for the years coming, you're going to want to make Daytona International Speedway a stop on your NASCAR travels, because it is something that it is unlike anything else in our sport, and it really is unlike anything else in pro sports. It's that well done.
And, Matt, I want to give you and NASCAR a big shout-out for that. I mean, you know, Suzanne and I've never been to Daytona. I've been just about everywhere else, but I've never made the trek to Daytona. But we are going to go to Atlanta. We're going to be there for the Foes of Honor 500, but we're going to be there. But I want to give you a big applause for everything that you and NASCAR have done to the first motorsport state there in Daytona.
I tell you, I appreciate the round of applause, but the true round of applause goes, I think, in two different directions. It belongs to two different directions. One, the France family for having the vision to really make this, you know, to really lead the charge and make the investment and making this motorsports stadium a reality, taking it from concept and making it a reality. That took a lot of commitment on their part. The other thing, the fans of our sport who have been so loyal to us from the get-go, but you know, the fans who come and support us week in and week out, and they're gonna be the major benefactors of this. But I think if it weren't for the fans, we wouldn't make this change, but we wouldn't be making these changes. So I think you look, that's where the true applause belongs here. And I'm just happy to have been able to play it, even though just a small part of it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, man. And I'm going to go ahead and throw you over to Stephen. And yeah, you can stay on as long as you want to, man. I'm sure Stephen's got a few questions. Well, I'm sure Stephen's got a ton of questions, and I might have a couple. But I'm going to hand you over to Stephen Wilson.
Good deal.
CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you taking the time to come on tonight. I was in Daytona last year. I covered Speed Weeks last year when this whole project was kicking off down there. And everything that really was going on down there, it was amazing to see the stadium really being built down there. It was a marveled feat of engineering down there to really see what the concept was going on while events were taking place, really, to see Daytona holding events while construction was happening at the same time. You know, when you look at events like that and you look at how construction happens like that and you go through these events and then you come into 2016, Daytona 500, Speed Weeks, Rolex, everything that happens throughout this. You know, we always say in the media that there really is no off season. The teams will tell you that, but the fans always think that there's some kind of off season. We left out of Southern Florida. We crowned a championship, and here we are with Speed Weeks, just a handful of weeks away, just 90 short days later. Take us through just a little bit of what NASCAR does, and especially you and the IMC department, for what most people don't understand, what the IMC department does, the Integrated Marketing Communications Department, really just markets these things out. to the fans and the tracks and everything else. But just take us through just a little bit of what you guys do from when you leave out of November and get into Speed Weeks and how this just really builds into the season and Speed Weeks.
Well, we take about 24 hours and we sleep. That's about the first thing that happens after Homestead. We get a good night's sleep, which is essential. But then truly the planning for 2016 is already in full swing by that point in time. So by the time we leave Homestead, we're already starting into the planning for the 2016 season, getting things together, starting work on media guides for the following year, starting work on what we'll, you know, kind of our strategies are going to be and our what our communications plans are going to be around the launch of the 2016 season. And the different changes that may be rolling out for the season, whether it's the 2016 season or the 2017 season, it's the same thing, 2018, and so forth. So as soon as we leave Homestead, we're starting in full swing, getting ready for the following year. So there's really, you're right, there really is no off season. But you know what? We work in professional stock car racing, professional motorsports, professional sports. It's part of the job, and it's what we love to do. So you will never hear a complaint from my end about the short off season here, because this is, we're doing what we love to do.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I think everybody else, but I just had to bring that up because the fans get a little bit of the off season, but I don't think the rest of us really get on off season, because we talk on the radio, I run the site, and you guys got to do what you got to do in Daytona, and especially with the Daytona Rising, and you guys don't get much time, especially when you leave out of Southern Florida. And got to get right back to work, as you just said. But we've got Daytona Speed Weeks just coming up here, just in a couple of weeks. We're about a week and a half away. We're going to unload the trucks out there, and we've got the Sprint Unlimited. A lot of changes this season already that was announced during the media week out there. A lot of the fans have, we come into each year, and one of the biggest things that this year we're not necessarily with Speed Weeks are concerned, but we're going to come to a lower downforce package. When we were at Darlington last year and we were at Kentucky last year, they produced some of the best racing that I think anybody could arguably say over the last 10 years or so on some of these mile and a half tracks are concerned. And this has been something that a lot of fans have said, that we really want to see a lot of closer racing, a lot more passing, especially at these mile and a half tracks. Kentucky really just showed us with these lower downforce cars that we're going to see coming out of Daytona. And especially when we got to Darlington, it just really proved that NASCAR has moved into the direction of what the fans have been saying for the last couple of years. And it shows that NASCAR is really listening to the fans. So when you guys are listening to the fans, especially from the marketing side of all of this, talk just a little bit of how you gather that information and that material all together and really just market this back to not only the tracks, but to the teams and everybody else that is concerned.
Oh, I mean, we're always, I think I touched on a little bit before, but I mean, the fans are the central point of everything we do. I mean, the fans are, without the fans, we can't do what we do. So we definitely listen to the fans and what they have to say. We definitely look at social media and what fans are saying on social media, but I mean, it's everybody as a whole. It's not just the communications part, but it's the competition team. It's the folks. It's our teams, our drivers, our manufacturers. Everybody gets together and works together to ultimately deliver the best racing product possible for the fans. And we're constantly looking at making our racing product better. It's a never ending process. And so we're all working together to make it happen. And we're just happy that into 2016, we're going to be able to see some of the benefits of that collaboration.
And that kind of brings me into my next question, and you kind of a little bit touched on this. As we go into the future, and obviously you guys have already done something just absolutely amazing that I don't think anybody else really has even thought about doing, and you've been so much ahead of the time on this. In Charlotte, you guys have built a whole social media center around this to really engage the fans and to really hone in and gather information on what the fans are thinking,
absolutely,
what is going on at any given part of time throughout the races, when races are not going on. And this kind of gives you an insight on how the fan base is reacting not only to changes within the sport, but how the racing environment is during a particular event, or how something occurred on the racetrack with a particular driver or a particular event. And you guys have been so ahead of the time on this. You know, when you put this whole fan engagement center together, and you've been working with this for the last couple of years, how do you move farther into the future now? What is the next step now, that not only in the marketing sense, but where next into the future does NASCAR go?
Well, I think what it does, I think that fan and media engagement center has really positioned us well for the future. Because, you know, it allows us to keep a finger on the pulse on the ever-changing social space and the digital space. But I think where it goes in the future is that, you know, just keeping up with the emerging trends, because what's big in social media today could be different, you know, 2 weeks from now. I mean, we've seen, look at what I tell you, NASCAR has really been at the forefront of different social media platforms. I mean, Twitter, from the get-go, the NASCAR fan base has been dialed into Twitter from day one. But you look at emerging social media platforms like Snapchat, you know, places like that that have developed over the last couple of years, and you look into how NASCAR has really embraced Snapchat. The work our social media team has done with them has just been phenomenal. And you know, you look at Victory, if you use Snapchat, you know, after each race last season, you had an opportunity to interact with the driver. The driver would sign their autograph from Victory Lane for a snap, and they would do some other fun stuff with Snapchat from Victory Lane. It's just some incredible stuff that's gone on there. So I think the key is, just to go back to your question, is just keeping the evolution of that product going forward, and keeping abreast with all the changes that are going to come in that environment. It's such an exciting time to be part of NASCAR because of the rapidly changing environment there.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you taking the time to come on. I'm going to throw you back over to Tim. Good luck with Speed Weeks here just in a couple of weeks, and we'll be definitely talking to you throughout the rest of the season out there.
I look forward to it, Stephen, and thanks for everything you do. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I appreciate everything you do. Oh, I think Tim might have dropped out.
Oh,
he's got a little bit of a storm.
That may be the biggest awkward silence in all of Blog Talk Radio history.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tim is there's a little bit of storms rolling through Alabama tonight, and they've got tornadoes or something.
Yeah, that's been known to happen a time or two down Talladega way.
Yeah, so, well, I tell you what, we're gonna let you get out of here, but I tell you what, as we do with everybody else, I know that you're very active on social media, engaging the fans out there throughout the season, so we're going to let everybody know how you can contact you on social media, engage with you, and let them know, get you with some final thoughts, and let you get out of here.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate, A, the opportunity to be on tonight, B, the fact that anytime I get a chance to talk about NASCAR is a good chance, and C, if you ever want to continue the conversation with me on Twitter, you can always reach me at Matt Humphrey Carr on Twitter, and I encourage you to please follow our social media handles at NASCAR, at NASCAR_Xfinity and at NASCAR_trucks, which are ways that our sport likes to keep in contact with fans. So look forward to a great 2016 season and some more fun along the way. So good luck to you, and please pass along my best to Tim and Suzanne as they deal with the storms.
I will. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. And you have a great night out there.
Take care now.
You too. All right. We have that was Matt Humphrey from NASCAR Integrated Marketing Communications out there. Matt has been great for everybody out there, this getting us connected with so many people into the sport. He's a longtime NASCAR Integrated Marketing Communications department. I think that Tim has kind of dropped out here, and I'm going to bring Todd in here and let him talk for just a couple of minutes. Todd, are you on here with us tonight? Todd, I got you? Well, I think Todd has dropped out too. All right, well, since Tim has gone out of here and Todd has gone out of here, I'm going to go ahead and just end the show out, since I know that there's some little bit of storms coming that way in Talladega, and I don't want to keep everybody hanging around for too long out here tonight. I know next week we've got a couple of guests that I know Tim is working on. And next week we also have Sprint Unlimited, which will open the NASCAR season out there next week from this Saturday night at Daytona, along with the ARCA Racing Lucas Oil 200 at Daytona. So we're not too far away from the start of the NASCAR season. I want to thank everybody for coming on tonight, especially Matt Humphreys and everybody from NASCAR for connecting with us, talking a little bit about NASCAR tonight, and I appreciate everybody for listening in. Thank you all.